You are listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. On Saturday, kids will be gathering at the Boise Depot and will run to the Idaho State House for the 38th Capital Classic Children's Race. The race began in 1983 to help kids 6 to 14 get interested in running and in fitness. And this year, six-year-old twins Charlie and Milo are eagerly preparing for the race. And they'll get to run for free thanks to a scholarship from St. Alphonsus, the YMCA, and a group called Includability, which works to get kids with physical and intellectual challenges into sports. Joining us now are Doug Cole, a board member of Includability, Allison Ilvaro, the director of races and events for the Treasure Valley YMCA, and Charlie and Milo's mom, Julie McConnell. I want to welcome all of you to the show today.
Thanks, Samantha.
Thank you.
Thanks, Samantha, for having us.
No problem. Julie, let's start with you. Tell us about Charlie and Milo. They're six, they're twins, and they're adorable.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, they are. They're fraternal twins, and they both have a diagnosis of Down syndrome, which is pretty rare. They're both pretty outgoing little guys, and they love to make new friends, and they love to try new things, and they're very, very busy.
Are they excited about Saturday?
Definitely. Yeah, they're excited. They live for the applause, and so they're looking forward to a good crowd to be out there encouraging them when they run.
Awesome. All right. Doug, tell us about Includability and what you do.
Yeah, we started about 5 years ago. There are five of us that had disability in our families, and we wanted to give back to the community by encouraging participation in mainstream events. Single events are great, such as Special Olympics, but it's really great when kids can participate along with their peers in school and feel just like the normal kids that they are.
Wow. All right. And Allison, I want to bring you in too. Tell us about the Capital Classic. And I understand there's also not just the mile race, but an adaptive race course.
Yes, that's right. So the 1 mile race will start up at the depot and finish right there at the Capitol. And then we have a adaptive course that starts a little bit earlier with another special group of athletes that are coming out that'll be supported by their therapists from STARS and then also from Includability to make it to that finish line to collect their medal.
That's wonderful. We're talking about Saturday's Capital Classic Children's Race with Doug Cole, a board member of Includability, Allison Navarro, the director of races and events for the Treasure Valley YMCA, and Julie McConnell, the mother of two of the young runners, Charlie and Milo. Julie, how excited are you for this race coming up to see Charlie and Milo hitting the course?
Oh, I can't wait to see them out there. We always encourage them to try new things, to try new active things. They've tried a number of different sports. And so I'm excited for them also to get to participate in just a community event. You know, like Doug was saying, it's nice when it's events that are inclusive for everyone rather than kind of these siloed events for just kids with disabilities. So having those volunteers out there, high school students and others that'll be out there is really going to make that possible. It's going to give them the support that they need to stay on the course and to keep going and give them that encouragement. And so that's just really a great resource for us. And we really appreciate Includability for doing that.
Well, and Doug, talk about these high school students. These are Boise High students. How are they involved with this race?
There's a student leader named McKenna Fornander, and she basically recruits upwards of 30 kids to come out, all ages, freshman to senior. And they give up their, you know, day to essentially have an escort, a mentor, a person with a disability, basically walk with them, encourage them, sometimes push them, carry them. And, you know, it's always one to wonder who benefits more, the child who participates or the teenager, because they're oftentimes not aware that these kids with disabilities are extraordinary. So it's a win-win all the way around.
Well, and I understand the high school students will be a bit of a cheering section as well.
They will, yeah. They cheer very loudly. They bring them all the way to the finish line. And then we have tattoos right at the includability booth, and kids can participate in a healthy snack along the way.
Wow. Okay. So, Allison, tell us more about the race. This is open to all kids of all abilities, right?
Yeah, so the Capital Classic has been something that St. Alphonsus has been putting on for, you know, over 30 years, and they encourage all kids of all abilities from 6 to 14 to come out and participate. The Y feels so fortunate to be able to partner with St. Alphonsus on this. We've teamed up because our missions align so closely to really encourage youth to get out there and improve the health of our community and be healthy. They get out there, they run with their peers, they get to collect their medal and wear their shirts proudly and finish at that finish line fair and collect their snacks and get to celebrate their accomplishments. So it's definitely a sight to be seen, and registration is open through today online. And then they can sign up in person at our packet pickup location, which will be out at Big Al's tomorrow.
And you want to note that folks have to pick up that packet before the race, right?
Yeah. So this is a race that's a little different. St. Alphonsus has streamlined their process so amazingly. So everyone has to pick up their packet the Thursday before and collect their bib numbers and all their information. And you meet with volunteers to figure out where you're going to meet your kiddos at the finish line. And then the race, the kiddos get dropped off at the depot and meet their families at the finish at the park and at the Capitol.
Wow. Okay. So you still have time to register. And you can also do it tomorrow at Packet Pickup.
Yes,
I understand. And everyone's a winner, right, Allison?
Oh, everyone is a winner. Participation is really the key here, and everyone wins and receives their medal and has started their summer off right, you know, with a little healthy activity and getting out there and being supportive of the community.
Wow. And Doug, how did includability, how have you over time been able to help with so many different events? I mean, you do everything, not just races.
Yeah, we've been at this for about 5 years, and we do around 5 to 8 races a year. With the pandemic, we've had to take sort of a backseat, but we created a feature film called Making Sense, where we involved kids with disabilities and young adults, both in front of and behind the camera. And that was a great experience, something we could do in a safe environment during the pandemic. But now we're back to live racing. We're very excited and very thankful for the Y and for parents like Julie that have confidence that their kids really can be paired up and finish this race and have a great big smile on their face.
Wow. So, Julie, how are you feeling about the race? I mean, it's a long race, right?
Well, we're ready. Yeah. They actually will have this adaptive course. The main race course is about a mile. And I know for Charlie and Milo, just with their disability, that's going to be a little longer distance than they'll be able to manage. But they'll have an adaptive course that's shorter. And I know that with their support people, with their cheerleaders, that they'll do just fine with that course and have a great time. So we're looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day to go downtown and get active.
And I'm guessing you're going to be at the finish line with camera in hand.
Oh, always. We have an 8-year-old son who's going to be running the full course as well. So we've got lots to cheer for.
That's awesome. So what are you hoping that all three kids take away from the race?
You know, I just hope that they really, again, just enjoy that activity, just being physical, getting that level of exercise. And, you know, we always want them involved in community activities and just interacting. And it's so important for them, but it's, like Doug had alluded to, it's also a way to just encourage other people, because, you know, my boys are a blessing really to whoever they encounter, I think. And for people to have exposure to people with different abilities and whatnot, it makes that less scary. It makes it less intimidating and makes people, it's easier for people to be accepting and just include people that are different than themselves. And I think that's an important message. So we love to be ambassadors for that wherever we go.
Nice. All right. We have been speaking with Doug Cole, a board member of Includability, Allison Navarro, the director of races and events for the Treasure Valley YMCA, and Julie McConnell, the mother of six-year-old twins, Charlie and Milo, who will be running in Saturday's Capital Classic Children's Race. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Samantha.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, we're going to put a link with more information on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. And thank all of you for joining us. Also, many thanks to our assistant producer, Hannah Godarsky. You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright. Have a great day.